Welcome to episode 157 of George's Random Astronomical Object. Every episode, I run a random number generator to select random astronomical coordinates in the sky, and I then search for an astronomical object near those coordinates and talk about what makes that object so interesting to astronomers. So, I will now run the random number generator. This episode's coordinates are 8 hours, 18 minutes, 23.9 seconds right ascension, and negative 12 degrees, 37 minutes, 56 seconds declination. These coordinates point to the star system HD69830 in the constellation Puppis. For reference, Puppis is one of the three modern-day constellations that used to constitute the much larger constellation Argo Navis, which depicted the mythological ship used by the Argonauts. But people start treating Puppis as its own constellation after French astronomer and general weirdo Nicolas Louis de la Caille split up the larger Argo Navis in 1756. Anyway, HD 69830 is a yellowish star about 0.86 times the mass of the Sun, located at a distance of 41 light-years or 12.6 parsecs from Earth, which places it just outside the range of my Star Wars sound effects. Its apparent magnitude is about 6, so it's just at the threshold of what people can see without a telescope, although people need really good eyesight to see it. And they need to be someplace without any lights from buildings or other man-made objects. And the moon can't be shining. Even so, it's really hard to tell the difference between this star and all of the other stars in the area. Anyway, as a relatively nearby star that is very similar to the Sun, astronomers have spent a lot of time looking at HD 69830 to try to find interesting things in the star system, like exoplanets and such. The first hint that the HD 69830 system contains something interesting was when the observations with the Spitzer Space Telescope published in 2005 detected extra amounts of infrared light from the star system. The most common source of infrared light in space is dust, so people concluded that HD 69830 was surrounded by a disk of dust. Additional observational analyses have shown that the dust disk lies within a region that is less than 1 astronomical unit, or AU, from the star, which means that the dust disk would fit within the radius of the Earth's orbit. Since HD 69830 seems to be billions of years old, this dust disk would not be leftover material from the nebula that the star formed out of, but instead would be something that was created by the collision of asteroids or comets or other planetary objects in the system. However, this would mean that asteroids or comets or other things are actively colliding with each other, which would be quite surprising for a star system that is billions of years old, and people are still trying to figure out exactly how the dust disk got there. To add to the excitement, in 2006, another paper was published announcing that people had found the presence of 3 exoplanets orbiting the star. These exoplanets were all found by observations of the slight Doppler shifting of light from the star caused by the gravitational pull of the exoplanets as they orbited the star. All 3 of these exoplanets have been described as hot Neptunes, which means that they are all the size of Neptune, but because they are all close to their host star, they're all much hotter than Neptune. The exoplanets have the designations HD69830b, c, and d, with b being the innermost planet and d being the outermost. The radii of the orbits of the 3 exoplanets range from 0.0785 to 0.630 AU, which means that the 2 inner exoplanets are closer to their host star than Mercury is to the Sun, but the outermost exoplanet orbits its host star at a distance almost equivalent to the distance between the Sun and Venus. The orbital periods of the three exoplanets range from slightly less than 9 days, which is really fast, to a more mellow 197 days, which is also close to Venus's orbital period. The discovery of these three exoplanets was really exciting in 2006, mainly because finding star systems with multiple exoplanets was much harder back then. Also, in terms of searching for life in other star systems, the inner two exoplanets are too close to the star for any moons orbiting those planets to harbor life similar to what we find on Earth, and the exoplanets themselves are gas giants which would add extra difficulties to the formation of life on those planets. But the third is just at the inner edge of the star system's habitable zone, meaning that the moons orbiting the planet could potentially host life. However, since the exoplanets were discovered, people actually seem to have taken slightly more interest in the dust disk. Finding a star system with multiple exoplanets seems more commonplace these days, and in fact, people have found such systems that contain multiple planets that are closer to the Earth's size, making them more interesting than the hot Neptunes orbiting HD 69830. In contrast, the dust disk still seems to be quite unusual and difficult to explain, even 20 years after its discovery was published, and it seems like it would take a lot of asteroid collisions to make the disk. Expect more research into the dust disk specifically to come out in the future. The location on the Earth's surface corresponding to the position of HD 69830 in the sky is halfway between Australia and the western or Indonesian part of the island of Timor. Despite its location, this area is not a major shipping route, but major oil and gas deposits have been found in the area. I quite honestly did not know that this part of the world had oil and gas. It actually sounds rather intriguing. Maybe someone producing a geology podcast will talk about this location at some point. Anyway, if you aren't completely distracted by the subject of geology and want to learn more about my astronomy podcast, you can go to the website for my podcast at www.randomastronomicalobject.com. You can visit the website to read information about the astronomical objects, view images of those astronomical objects, look up additional reference information, and send me random feedback. The audio was recorded and edited by George Bendo. The music is Immersion by Sasha Endy, and the sound effects are from the Freesound Project at www.freesounds.org. Thanks for listening!